and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at murkywater.com.
You have the power.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Wayne Madsen, and we're going to be talking about the family. Now, of course, most of you have never heard of the family. Our friends have been researching it for some time. We've had Jeff Charlotte on and talking about his book on the family. And certainly we talk about all of these organizations that work within the shadows, but this is certainly one of the most powerful and influential organizations in the United States today. It puts on the annual presidential prayer breakfast. Now, what could be more patriotic than that? Are these people Christians? Well, we're going to have to get Wayne's ideas on this. And what are they really up to do? Who is financing this very, very secretive organization that has so much power in Washington, D.C.? Wayne, thank you very much for being with us.
Hi, good to be with you.
Why don't you just tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm an investigative journalist in Washington, D.C. I have a website. What I'm trying to do through the website is... Sort of keep to this long since bygone newspaper column called the Washington Merry-Go-Round, which was written first by Drew Pearson and then by Jack Anderson, and was syndicated at its height in about 1,000 newspapers in the United States. And unfortunately, with the passing of Jack Anderson. That kind of muckraking journalism, and that's not a pejorative word. We've had muckrakers through history, people from Jack Anderson to Ida Tarbell to I.F. Stone, H.L. Mencken. But that spirit in journalism is largely gone from Washington, D.C. now. It's all corporate journalism, hack journalism. So that's what I'm trying to do through the website. My background is I work for the National Security Agency during the Reagan administration, also worked for the Department of State, and have a background in intelligence.
All right, fine. Well, that NSA, that's no such agency, isn't it?
Used to be. Now it's not secret anymore.
But believe me, this was, for many years, this was one of the most secretive organizations. And I don't think most Americans, you know, they think of intelligence, they think of the CIA, they seldom think of the National Security Agency and, of course, the programs that they have.
Right. Well, the National Security Agency's mission was pretty focused at one point in time. Now, of course, it's expanded since 9/11, but it was basically doing foreign signals intelligence gathering against foreign communications, diplomatic and military, and also to come up with the codes to protect our own government and military communications from eavesdropping by similar agencies abroad.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the family, and first what you've learned about it. How did you get interested in the family?
Well, I live in Arlington, Virginia, just across from Georgetown, which is in Washington, D.C., right on the Potomac. And little did I realize, I started hearing about this group called the Family, the Fellowship. People contacted me and said, are you aware of this group? I frankly had never heard of them. And lo and behold, I find out they live, I mean, their headquarters is very close to where I live here in Arlington, Virginia. Literally, I can actually see their compound from where I live. So I had no idea. They're that secretive. They're that close, and I'm an investigative journalist, and I didn't know they were down the street. So,
Well, I think that this is pretty pretty common. I don't think the average individual out there listening across America is acquainted with a family or a similar group, but this is certainly one of the most influential ones. And of course, I hate to say this, but I think that they have a rather devious and perhaps even a sinister agenda. It's certainly not the agenda of America. We'll be right back.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Wayne was just saying that this organization, this very secretive organization known as the Family, actually puts on the presidential prayer breakfast every year. Now, most people think a presidential prayer breakfast obviously must be Christian. It must be, you know, having to do with the president. They have certainly the slogans there. The White House helps them to go establish it. But it's really coordinated by a man named Doug Coe. And Doug Coe is the gentleman working behind the scenes. And they hear, of course, they get all the Christians from all across the country. I mean, it costs a lot of money to go. You're very honored when you get invited to the presidential prayer breakfast. But this is a very strange organization. They profess to be Christian. Are they Christian, Wayne?
I don't believe they are. One of the things they've done here in Arlington, Virginia, is they tended to put their people not only on the neighborhood association, infiltrate that and the Arlington County Planning Commission, but also they've infiltrated a lot of mainstream churches, including a Baptist church here, an Episcopal church, and that's what they do. They get their people into the churches, and before you know it, the elders of the church, the pastor, they're out, and fellowship adherents are in. And I actually had a complaint from one of the congregants of the Baptist church, which is very close to this compound, and that's exactly what took place there. They also, they're very, very, not only secretive, but they also push their weight around. If you go up against them, they are, they start to accuse people of things. They start, they're very nasty. As a matter of fact, what they do to people who disagree with them is very reminiscent of what the Nazis did in Germany in the 1930s. And there's a reason for that, because the fellowship was actually founded in the early 30s by a Norwegian Methodist minister who came to this country from his native Norway, named Abraham Verrede. And Verrede was a very much opposed to communism, socialism. He started these prayer breakfasts amongst businessmen and politicians in Seattle. Verrede was a basically an aficionado of the fascist movements in Europe at the time. And from Seattle, these prayer morning prayer breakfasts, which were really nothing more than right-wing love fest that railed against the influence of the unions, socialists, etc. These spread through the West Coast and soon found their way into the Congress, because the first congressional prayer breakfast was held in the House of Representatives, and soon after World War II, it expanded into the White House with the presidential prayer breakfast. This is the prayer breakfast we now know as the National Prayer Breakfast, that not only attracts the president, but members of the cabinet, Supreme Court justices, and diplomats and heads of state from around the world, not all of whom are Christian. I understand that Doug Coe has been on worldwide trips where he's he calls it praying to Jesus, and he's prayed to Jesus with Musharraf of Pakistan, who's certainly not a Christian, the royal family of Saudi Arabia, he's not a Christian, and Paul Wolfowitz, the much discredited former deputy defense secretary and head of the World Bank, who's Jewish, he's certainly not a Christian. But this is just, this Christian bit that Coe pushes is nothing more than a ruse to attract the unwitting. He's basically using a U.S. tax code, which prevents religious institutions from being taxed, to make a lot of money, billions of dollars, for the defense industry, intelligence contractors, and unscrupulous businesses, not only here in the United States, but around the world.
Well, now, Chris, they seem to have a great deal of money. They've got a number of estates. You know, they've got the one there. Then, and don't they have other estates elsewhere?
They do. They actually have a townhouse down on Capitol Hill on C Street, right near the House office buildings, where a number of members of the House and senators basically stay there for free. Now, they have their prayer meetings there, but they basically get to stay there. It's free room and board. I mean, they may pay a pittance for this stuff, but certainly it's a good deal for them to live that close to the nation's capital. Of course, you know, they're doing more than singing for their supper. They're also carrying the water for this organization, and past and present residents of that fellowship, I guess you call it a flop house, it's a very nice one, include people like Senator Sam Brownback of Kansas. Now, he's not only an aficionado and a core member of the fellowship, he's also a big big time player in Opus Dei, the Roman Catholic group that was basically popularized in the movie The Da Vinci Code. So you see a lot of these right-wing religious organizations. I would point out also there are very close ties to Pat Robertson and the fellowship. You think of the fellowship as the top of the pyramid. And all these other various fundamentalist groups, including Rushdoony's Reconstructionist movement, Dominionists, Pat Roberts organization, Sun Myung Moon's Unification Church. The links are all there to these various other groups. I would also point out here in Arlington we have Morton Blackwell's Leadership Institute. And this is where they bring in a lot of young people to prime them for running for office as conservative Republicans. Not all of them are Republicans. I guess one of the most amazing stories I found out is Hillary Clinton began going to prayer breakfast meetings at the fellowship, and she's there basically with people who help bring who tried to bring down her husband, the same right-wing elements, which Hillary Clinton used to call the vast right-wing conspiracy. She was actually among the vast right-wing conspiracy when she used to attend these prayer meetings, these breakfast meetings at the and luncheons at the fellowship.
Well, Chris, I know Martin Blackwell. I think he's a dedicated, you know, Republican. He's dedicated to the values, the traditional Republican values of restricting the power of government. Is he definitely part of the family, or is he simply in that area and is certainly working for something he believes in, and that is that we need to get back to our constitutional system of government? Is that a bad thing?
Well, no. I mean, but, you know, you've got a lot of people who are affiliated with the fellowship who, you know, have these conservative viewpoints. But when you see somebody like Morton Blackwell basically graduating people like Karl Rove, for example, and others, certainly people like Rove find the fellowship and have participated in this, in these fellowship activities, because this is the core of the fundamentalist Christian group within the Congress. Now they're
Christian, because my understanding, after reading Charlotte's book and having, you know, talked to them, that they use Christianity, but they're not really dedicated, Christians, not dedicated to the faith.
No, I don't believe they are, and I believe when you hear Co and some of his ranting. When he has these get-togethers at the Cedars, it's called the Cedars, the George Mason Estate. He's talked about good feelings towards people like Adolf Hitler, for example. Well, it certainly doesn't sound like Christianity. And then the thing about bringing a lot of young people into Arlington, whether it's running them through the Leadership Institute or these group homes that the fellowship runs. Now, these group homes are basically for teens, boys and girls who have trouble apparently in different parts of the country with drugs or some other problems. And instead of being put in prison, they're sent to the group homes run by the fellowship. Now, I found out that these teens are not from the inner city and not from poor families. They're from their parents are very wealthy people, politicians and wealthy businessmen, who they get this kind of a good deal to be sent to the group homes here rather than go to prison. And I'm sure, you know, after the completion of their time here in these group homes, their criminal convictions are expunged. It's a good deal for them, but certainly it's not equal justice under the law. It's not blind justice, the deal these people get.
Well, I'm sure that's true. Now, that we, sometimes we do have the parents, pardon me, the children of very wealthy families, you know, will be given special consideration, which is wrong. In fact, sometimes the thing that they really need is punishment.
Right.
What theology? I mean, have you talked to anybody who's been a member of the family as far as, you know, their view of Christianity and what they really do? And as far as, do they have Bible studies? Are they trying to indoctrinate people in the scriptures? Or are they simply using the facade of Christianity as a cover for another agenda?
Well, they do have Bible studies, but it's the interpretation that they use. Now, I spoke to Jeff Charlotte myself, who was very helpful when I was looking at this group. He had spent that time as one of the members. But one of the things I picked up, if you go inside the Cedars and their various facilities on the estate, you find pictures of Billy Graham almost everywhere. So he's very much very well thought of. Many of the archives for the fellowship have now been put out at Wheaton College, out at the religious institution named after Billy Graham.
Well, of course, the thing is that most Christians look upon very favorably upon Billy Graham and his evangelical ministry.
Right, right. And you know, is this a question of Billy Graham being used by these people? That's hard to tell. But definitely the fellowship has its tentacles into all different, as I mentioned, taking over congregations here. Not only here, I understand the same thing has happened in other places, especially one of the other places where Doug Coe lives is in Annapolis. He's got a place there. He's got a place here, and they've done the same thing in Annapolis. Now, why is Annapolis important? Well, it's the state capital of Maryland. It's also the location of the U.S. Naval Academy. So everywhere where you find Ko and his operations, you find groups that obviously are targets for their attention.
Well, did you mention that there's some relationship between Reverend Moon and the family?
Yeah, when you look at the cross-pollination between the fellowship, you find many of the fellowship people involved in something called the Council for National Policy. Now, this is something set up as a foil to the Council in Foreign Relations, but when you look at the CNP, you see a lot of core members of the fellowship. You also see a lot of people involved with the Unification Church. It brings them all together. Robertson also, Falwell was involved in this.
All right, hold on. We'll be back in just a moment here with Wayne Matson.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
That they are a secretive group intent upon taking power?
Well, certainly when you look at what they've done abroad by basically getting various foreign leaders in their hip pocket, especially in Africa, Latin America, Asia, and also in Europe, there was the past Norwegian prime minister spent an awful lot of time at the Cedars when he came to the United States. And that created quite a firestorm, politically speaking, in Norway. Now, remember, why is Norway critical? Well, the fellowship, the family, was founded by a Norwegian Methodist minister who, was very much tied in with the Quisling philosophy. And Quisling was a traitor. His name means traitor, and he was cooperating with Hitler during the occupation. Of course, after the war, was one of the few Norwegians they put up against a wall and shot. But you look at the fellowship and you start to see an organization really has its own foreign policy, and of course that in itself, for American citizens to do that, is a violation of the Logan Act, which prohibits Americans from engaging in their own foreign policy.
I see. Well, now, of course, what is the foreign policy of the family? What are they really actually trying to accomplish? Do you have any idea?
Well, you look at the two primary funders of the fellowship. This is where they got the money to buy the George Mason estate, which I understand the Mason estate used to be owned by Howard Hughes. And there's another interesting connection, because the people who were originally supporting the fellowship, like Senator Ralph Owen Brewster from Maine, was very much opposed to Howard Hughes. But basically the fellowship bought the estate, the Cedars estate, from Hughes, and so you see this sort of coming together.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Wayne Madsen. We're talking about a group known as the Family. It's a very secretive but a very, very powerful group. They put on the presidential prayer breakfast every year, and everybody thinks the president's, well, he's usually invited to speak, but he doesn't organize it. And certainly the people there and the White House press office do everything they can to help, because the Family is very, very powerful, has a lot of great connections. Their estate, the George Mason estate, where they have there in Arlington, apparently was purchased from Howard Hughes, who, as you know, was deeply involved with the Central Intelligence Agency and other covert activities in our country. But, of course, the people who are affiliated with the Family have a great deal of money, at least some of them done. They've actually given them a tremendous amount of money. They have numerous estates. Wayne was talking about when the Prime Minister of Norway came over to the United States. He spent a great deal of time there at the headquarters of the Family. But they have tentacles every place. And their ultimate goal, according to people who've studied them, is power. But, of course, they do not want the public to know about what they're really up to. Would that be a fair statement, Wayne?
I think so. And I think the most critical thing is one of the things I discovered was the connections between the fellowship and some organizations involved in tabulating the vote here in the United States. There were definite connections between the Family and some church groups and businessmen in Ohio, which directly impacted how that state went in the 2004 election. For example, a guy named Ron Parsley of World Harvest Church in Columbus was very instrumental in, with another Blackwell, Kenneth Blackwell, then the Ohio Secretary of State, in causing problems with the vote in Ohio in 2004, which tipped that, as I said, tipped that state to in a very close election to George W. Bush and ensured George W. Bush's reelection. But people involved with these groups affiliated with the fellowship include Wally O'Dell, who was the CEO of Diebold, one of the manufacturers of the machines used in Ohio, and the Rapp family, R-A-P-P, that owns Triad Government Systems, another company that manufactured the voting machines used in Ohio.
I think we should point out for our listeners that those machines are crooked. In fact, the Secretary of State here in California had them all evaluated by professionals, and every one of them could be rigged. And that's why she certainly demanded they just stop using these electronic voting machines in the state of California, because they can be rigged, and they were rigged, and there's no question they were rigged in Ohio, because in one precinct with 800 people voting, they had 1,200 votes for George Bush. And the explanation, well, the electronic voting machine had a hiccup. And everybody nodded, and they said, a hiccup. No, they stole the election, but they can't let the people know that. Of course, the John Kerry comes from the same secret society that George Bush does. They're both members of Skull and Bones. That's why John Kerry did not challenge the election, even though in Ohio, even though he had plenty of money to do it. The only way we know what happened there was because the Libertarians and the Greens got together. Talk about an unusual twosome, but completely different philosophically, but both wanting to know the truth, which obviously John Kerry didn't want to know. And they found out there was tremendous misuse of power and, of course, juggling of elections and really dishonesty. In fact, a couple of Republicans went to prison. But, of course, you're not hearing that across America, because, of course, that would invalidate the 2004 election. And the one thing we have to do with the American people is make them think that it really matters when they go to the polls and vote for the candidates who have been picked ahead of time by the people who run America, who run the world. Well, let's go ahead, Wayne, and Chris, let's hear about what you think about what's going on today. As far as the financing of the Family, who puts up the money? Who put up the money to buy the George Mason estate and so many of the other facilities that they have around the country?
Well, in the case of the George Mason estate, the Cedars, the money primarily came from two huge government contractors, one a large defense contractor, the other one a large intelligence contractor. The money came from Raytheon. Tom Phillips, who was the CEO, was a very big supporter of the fellowship. And Ken Olson, who was the chairman of a now merged computer company, Digital Equipment Corporation, DEC, which was a huge supplier of computers to the intelligence community. They put the money up. Now, it's interesting about Tom Phillips from Raytheon because his corporate counsel before he went to work for the Nixon administration was a guy named Charles Colson. And Chuck Colson certainly is a big-time player in the fellowship, and he's also big in this prison fellowship.
Well, of course, apparently, the fellowship did certainly embrace him after he got into trouble and was going off to prison and did help him when he got out. But we've heard some stories that Chuck Colson is broken with the family. Do you know anything at all about that? Or is he pulled away from them?
Yeah, well, it seems like when somebody's tied in with the family, and the family's getting a little more attention now.
Hold that thought right there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course we have Wayne Mattson on as guest this afternoon. And Wayne, of course, has studied the family, and we're talking about the family. There are a lot of groups in Washington, D.C., some good, some bad, and certainly there may be associations between the family and these various groups. And then I believe probably the family uses groups and uses people to advance their cause. And, of course, we have very prominent people associated with you. Why, that gives you a certain amount of more notoriety. But, first of all, they're secretive. Secondly, the goal is power. Third, they profess to be Christian, but there's a very serious question. In fact, there's been some very ties into the occult, at least according to our friend Constance Cumby, and the leadership there within the family seems to have strong ties into the occult. And you have to ask, how could that possibly be? You can't be a Christian and you'd be an occultist who worships a different god at the same time. Well, Wayne, do you have a website? Do you have a telephone number? Have you written anything you'd like our listeners to get hold of?
Oh, certainly. I do a very lengthy article on the fellowship, the history, and that can be found on my website, WayneMadsenReport.com. It's WayneMadsen Report, all one .com. It's also available. I have a subscription site, but also it can be found. I wrote it before the my website, so it's out there on the internet free of charge. So if they type in my name and Christian Mafia, which was what I really call them, and which it's known as by a lot of the people in the Arlington area where they're based, they'll find the article. But it's an article that I continue to work on, try to keep it refreshed with new information, because this group, of course, one thing they do not like is the disinfectant of sunlight. And so,
in other words, basically, they don't want people to know what they're up to. This is really what it's about.
They do not, and they finance themselves through a lot of tax-free foundations, which are very hard to get information on. Foundations with names like the Wilberforce Foundation and the Traegeron Foundation and the C Street Center. That's where their house on Capitol Hill is, and the Creasage Foundation, which is defunct. So sometimes these foundations, somebody I knew in the Justice Department who looked at this type of thing with tax evasion, they're known as folding tent operations. They're here one day, fold up the tent, and they become something else, just to avoid any kind of attention.
All right. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Wayne, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Well, Wayne, I've heard it said that this is indeed probably one of the most powerful organizations in the United States today. But it's a covert organization. Would that be true? Do you really believe it's certainly one of the most powerful, you know, privately directed organizations in the country?
Well, I think any time you can get a bunch of senators and representatives to stay at your dormitory in Washington, you're an organization that really has a lot of pull. Now, not everyone stays in their dormitory, but just an example, and it's both Republicans and Democrats. You've got Steve Largent lived there, former football star, congressman from Oklahoma. The governor, Democrat, John Baldacci, when he was a member of the House, stayed there. Brownback, I mentioned. Senators Jim DeMint of South Carolina and John Ensign of Nevada, Tom Coburn of Oklahoma, Bart Stupak, a Democrat of Michigan, all have been residents of this particular place on Capitol Hill. And some of their other core members, Phil Graham, former senator from Texas, I mentioned Percy, Strom Thurmond was very close. Sam Nunn, a Democrat who's now being talked about as a potential vice presidential nominee with Barack Obama. So yeah, we're talking powerful because they're on both sides of the aisle.
All right, fine. Well, right now we've got Roger calling from Allentown. Roger, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, you have Roger.
Yes, go ahead, Roger.
Yes, thank you. I have a critical question. It seems, in my hearing, that you've widened up your list of players.
Do you have a question?
Yes. It seems that you widened up your list of players to include many or some groups that are just want to interject Christian principles in politics, and at the same time, somehow missing are those that have at least a conventionally leftist thrust in politics, and many of these are religious after and ostensibly Christian after all, and so. Would this reflect a kind of a leftist bias on your part?
All right, that's a good question. Thank you, Roger. And how would you answer Roger there?
Well, you know, when you look at the fellowship, I mentioned that it is bipartisan. It's Democrats and Republicans. Obviously, more conservative Republicans than Democrats. But I mean, as far as you know, leftist. You know, if you're like talking about the Unitarian Church, for example, which is definitely, or the Quakers. Yeah, definitely they have a progressive point of view, but unfortunately what we saw in Knoxville quite recently was a terrorist attack committed by somebody who might find Mr. Coe's interpretation of the scriptures more to his liking. This guy went into a Unitarian church and shot up a bunch of people, killed two, wounded seven, because he said he hated liberals. So, that's why I think organizations like the Fellowship and the Family need to be really closely looked at. It's not only what they're espousing, but who are they financially supporting, and could they be, because of the links to the fascists in the past, in the 1930s and other causes, could they be helping foment that type of terrorist attack that took place in Knoxville?
Well, is it fair then to equate conservatives or conservative Christians with this lunatic who went into a church and shot things up? I mean, because you didn't like liberals? Is that really a fair thing, in the course of discussion, to equate people who hold strong conservative Christian views with this nut?
No, I don't. That's not what I'm suggesting. But when I see the Fellowship using stealth and basically muscle nastiness to take over congregations, Baptist congregations, Episcopal congregations, Methodist congregations here in Arlington, Virginia, you have to assume that now they definitely represent mainstream Christian organizations. But why are they being taken over? What's the purpose of it? And if it's espoused the kind of philosophy that Doug Coe pushes, which is sort of an acceptance of, Adolf Hitler. He puts Adolf Hitler and Jesus in the same, sentence, which I find, I think most Christians would find that just morally and religiously offensive.
Well, I certainly would, and I certainly agree with you. I think we have to be very, very concerned about some of these groups that infiltrate churches. And, of course, this has been going on for a long time across America. And there have been active efforts to infiltrate churches, get their people onto the board of elders, and then disrupt the church or change the thrust of the church and change the music of the church and change the message of the church. And not necessarily the Fellowship or the family groups, but similar groups who seem to have a similar agenda. Now, have you ever heard anything about the possibility of an occult connection? In other words, the family professes to be a Christian organization, yet some people suggest that there may be an occult or esoteric element within this organization. Do you know anything at all about that?
Well, I haven't found any connections to anything we would, except for the Moonies. Sun Myung Moon's organization definitely is a very troublesome cult.
Well, I certainly am very, very concerned about that, but what is the link between, is there any definite link between the Moonies and between Doug Coe's organization? In other words, everybody agrees that the Moonies are something really very, very dangerous, and they have unlimited amounts of money and unlimited amounts of power, and they seem to have a great deal of influence within the Christian church, and I think that Christian ministers who take their money are really should be on their knees praying for forgiveness. But is there any way we can really tie in the Moonies to the family, other than the fact that they're both cultish organizations?
Well, the connection is with a guy named Frank Buckman. Frank Buckman was a leader of the moral rearmament movement, which was very much affiliated with what Baridi, the founder of the Fellowship, was doing. Buckman, he died in 1961, and his moral rearmament movement basically morphed. And it morphed into something we now call the Unification Church of Sun Myung Moon. It was all based on extreme right-wing principles. Frank Buckman had also had these crusades where hundreds of politicians around the country, through his crusades, basically his people welcomed a guy from Korea, this figure, this enigmatic man, and that was Sun Myung Moon. So that's how Moon got into the United States, through the good offices of Frank Buckman, and his moral rearmament movement was very much tied in with the Fellowship movement of Veridi. And Veridi died, and, of course, that was taken over by Douglas Coe.
Well, I think one of the most interesting phenomena is the fact that, of course, the only conservative newspaper in Washington, D.C. is run by Sun Moon. He's lost literally hundreds of millions of dollars on this newspaper, and a lot of the things in the newspaper are really quite good. But we always have to wonder what it's really all about. I know that some of the people who've been hired there as editors eventually resigned because they refused to prostitute their position as editor of a major newspaper to facilitate the message that Sun Moon was putting. And of course, many people think he has strong ties to the Korean intelligence. I mean, you don't come up with hundreds of millions of dollars that you simply put out there for nothing. And of course, why we find these organizations infiltrating Christianity, giving millions of dollars to our Christian leaders who, well, I think foolishly take it. Now, nobody's offered me $1 million recently. I hope I would have the good character to say no or to question what the strings are that are attached or what this would do to my reputation, even if there were no strings attached, by taking money from someone like Sun Moon who claims that he is the Messiah. So I share your concern, Wayne.
Right.
Well, Go ahead.
Yeah, I would just say that Moon actually had a crowning ceremony in the Russell Senate office building a few years ago where there were several senators and members of the House present for this weird thing. He's also basically infiltrated the United Nations. I'm not suggesting that the new Secretary General of South Korea named Ban Ki-moon, I mean, they have the same name, they're not related, but certainly Ban Ki-moon was very instrumental in appointing a former managing editor of the Washington Times, who was a Moonie, Josette Shiner, as executive director of the United Nations World Food Program. And now we know with the food crises everywhere, having a Moonie or an ex-Moonie, she says she's back to being an Episcopalian, even though her father was a military officer, had to send those deprogrammers out to try to rescue her after she converted that cult, that Moonie cult. That's in the eyes of the beholder whether she's out of the cult. I understand once a Moonie, it's very, very difficult to separate yourself from it. But there's definitely been infiltration by the Moonies in Congress. Bush 41 has taken money from Sun Moon to go on a speaking circuit, large amounts of money, well over $1 million, close to $2 million. So this is an immense amount of power this guy has and his followers.
Well, I tell you, when you got money, you got power. Well, let's go to Ken, who's calling us from New York here, and get his thoughts. Hi, Ken. Where are you calling from in New York?
Bronx, New York.
Okay, fine. And the Bronx, eh? You listen to us on the shortwave or internet?
Shortwave is coming in perfect.
All right, that's great. Well, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes. Mr. Madsen, do you know if Patrick Buchanan is a member of the family?
No, that's interesting, and I think when I mentioned that there are some conservatives who are not involved with the family, there are fairly important ones. Now, Buchanan likes to call himself a paleo-conservative as opposed to a neoconservative. I have not been able to find any connections between Pat Buchanan, but also people like Richard Viguerie, who was very much involved in beginning some of this moral majority movement. He's sort of broken with these people, as has people like Kevin Phillips, a very big conservative in the Reagan administration. So some of the Republican conservatives are not members of the family. Pat Buchanan is very much involved in the Roman Catholic Church here. He comes from an old Irish Catholic family in Washington, D.C., but I think he keeps his distance from groups like the Fellowship.
Okay, anything else, Ken?
Well, I heard, and I don't know if it's true or not, I've seen some corroboration, but to my knowledge, he's a member of the Knights of Malta. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, like I say, he's a very doctrinaire Catholic, of course, Knights of Malta, Sovereign Military Order of Malta, very big Catholic organization. There are some, I would point out that there are some people like Sam Brownback, as I mentioned, big in the Fellowship, also big in Opus Dei, which also counts Judge Scalia, one of our Supreme Court justices amongst this rank.
And for listeners out there, of course, Opus Dei is a secret Catholic organization, which is really a very cult and has almost unlimited funds. The same thing is true with Knights of Malta. But it doesn't mean that everybody in these organizations is a bad person. It means that they may very well not understand that there's an occultic relationship within the leadership of all of these organizations. So, I mean, sometimes good people can get sucked into organizations and without even realizing it. Ken, I don't know what Pat Buchanan's philosophy is, but I can tell you he writes beautifully. I've heard him speak and very close, and he's one of the most brilliant minds we have within the Christian conservative movement. Well, anything else, Ken?
Yes, I agree with what you just said, Doc. And the only problem I have with him is I've been following him since 1992 when he first ran for the Republican presidential nomination. I met him once at a fundraiser. He seemed very mundane and very affable, like he is on TV. But he does something. Ever since 1992, every presidential election year, he does something bizarre.
Well, what's he doing this year that's bizarre?
Well, the last time I saw him on television, he seemed to be cozying up to McCain. And just like he endorsed Bush for re-election in 2004, after he was excoriating him his entire first term, when the chips are down, it just seems like he runs right back to the GOP establishment and the GOP presidential nominee.
Well, I think that is a terrible mistake. I think you have to stand on principle, and you do not compromise with evil, because when you compromise with evil, you get evil. And I certainly share
Absolutely.
Your concern, but I can't say anything at all about what he's doing now. Maybe we ought to try to get him on the program and just talk to him about
that.
That
would be great.
He's got a wonderful new book out on the...
I almost bought it.
Well, why don't you buy it, read it, and maybe you'll be able to ask him some provocative questions.
I would point out also that one of the previous callers thought I was coming from the left, but Pat Buchanan, I'm one of the few liberal journalist who he's had write for his American Conservative magazine.
All right, I find that the terms liberal and conservative really are oxymorons, of course.
Right.
We all want to be free, and the conservatives are used in this, the liberals are used in this. Unfortunately, there are people on the other side who have a different agenda. And anyway, we're out of time. Goodbye, Ken.
All right, thank you,
Wayne,
thanks.
Thanks, Wayne. I really appreciate you being with us. It's fascinating. Hope we can get you back again sometime real soon.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, You can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I hope you enjoyed our program on the family. I hope, if you'd like, of course, we have another program with Jeff Shattuck. Jeff Charlotte on his book on the family. And certainly, you can't generalize. There are a lot of good people in many of these organizations, but many times the leadership has been taken over by people who have a different agenda. And I've been in organizations, Christian organizations, where very good people, some of my best friends were there. And yet the leadership of that organization was self-perpetuating and had been taken over by people who, in this one instance, were actually members of the Council on Foreign Relations and were using this Christian conservative group to undermine the conservative Christian position. So this is the problem we face today, and we hope we can be discerning. We hope we can recognize what's going on. We hope we won't be influenced by our desires to be popular, to be accepted. We have to stand for what's right. And we cannot, for instance, compromise with evil to try to defeat evil. And when you have a choice of voting for the lesser of two evils, you shouldn't vote for either one. Even if you lose the election, you've done what's right as far as your soul and as far as God's concerned. And these are the problems that we face today as we look at what's going on politically in our country, as we look what's going on in the world today. People have to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological battlefield. If you'd like to get our other, certainly our interview with Jeff Charlotte, or today's interview with Wayne Madsen, while they're available from Radio Liberty, if you'd like to get our four tape set, say, on the Bilderbergers, which is a group of about 150 people, the most powerful men in Great Britain and Europe and in the United States, and of course how these people meet every year, but because of the control of the media, you will never hear about them. And then, of course, if you want to know what they're really about, you need to get our four tape set on satanic crimes and hear about how, of course, over in Belgium, 300,000 Belgians got out and demonstrated and marched a few years ago against the Bilderbergers because of their pedophilia and, of course, their connections to the occult. And, of course, that's covered in our book, which we carry, called Satanic Crimes, and our four tape set. And most people have never heard of that. You can actually see a great deal, get a lot more information on the website of William H. Kennedy. That's williamhkennedy.com. And there you can actually see the satanic rituals there at the Bilderbergers, where the leaders of our country are there with their black hoods and their candles. And then, of course, you can see the initiation ceremony. Somebody risked their life to get the initiatory ceremony of Skull and Bones, where the initiates, you know, bow before a facsimile of Lucifer and pledge their lives to him. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with powerful spiritual forces that permeate every aspect of our lives today. So our four tape set on the Bilderbergers, our four tape set on the Bohemian Grove, certainly you'll want to get our four tape sets on so many of the other organizations that are out there. You need to know how they killed Dr. Martin Luther King, and that's, of course, the four tape set, the execution of Martin Luther King. How they killed Bobby Kennedy, and that's, of course, the murder of Bobby Kennedy, four tape, four CD set. How they killed President Kennedy, I'd suggest the Kennedy assassination update. There you'll actually hear my interview with Madeleine Duncan Brown, who was Lyndon Johnson's mistress, and she tells about the meeting that took place the night before the murder of the president, and all the powerful people were there. One of them would subsequently become president of the United States. The other one, of course, headed the Federal Bureau of Investigation. You have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, we live in an evil and fallen world, and once you understand that, so much of what's going on makes sense. So please, of course, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. And then please go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs. You can listen to our satellite feed. You can listen to our archive for MP3 programs. You can read our newsletters. You can watch our videos, and they're all free. And then, of course, you can go to our section on other videos. We urge you to do that. And of course, urge other people to go there. You're going to get information on Radio Liberty you won't get elsewhere. And remember our four-tape set on the oil deception, our DVD on the energy non-crisis featuring Lindsay Williams.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.